Amen. Good morning. Thank you, Barbara. Beautiful way to start the morning. Happy Pentecost. How many of you remembered and wore red? How many of you remembered and you didn't find red in your closets? That happens too. It's a busy thing, and we're coming up on summer and all kinds of things. Hey, did I tell you Larry Contour, he was getting bored at home, so he decided to take on a little bit of side work, you know, now with summer and all. He's gonna work, do a little land or yard care and stuff like that. He says he tried it out and he's really raking it in. By way of announcements, on the back of the bulletin, you see some of the things going on. I want to acknowledge the table, Linda Emerson, again, doing a beautiful job setting up flowers and getting things arranged there. We acknowledge some of the flowers from Betty Lutkus's service, a delightful service yesterday as we celebrated Jelly Bean the Clown, Betty Lutkus, 93 years of ministry with us, and so we celebrated her. We also had a giveaway at the clothing giveaway, but I don't see... Oh, there's Debbie Gunther. I lost sight of you there. Debbie, please give us a little bit of an insight on that. Michael, if you have a microphone for her.
It's always amazing how much clothes we get in. And we could always use more people, but it was terrific. It was another success. Thank you for everyone that helped for 2 days, Friday and Saturday, and thank you for donating clothes. Our next one will be October, and the people that come really look at what they want. I'll hold something up, and a little boy will shake his head no. So they're not just pulling anything and everything. They're needed families. That whether it's baby clothes or children's clothes, that's needed. So thank you very much for your support.
Thank you. Celebrations for that. Other announcements by way of things going on in the church, an upcoming schedule. I know a couple people have to duck out for graduation this afternoon. We bid you safe travels and safe graduations and all of those things as we celebrate. Anything else by way of announcements? I don't see anything. If you will join with me, let's be in worship. Let's be about gathering to give our thanks to God and preparing ourselves for the week coming up. What do you say? Stand, wave hello to one another. Let's turn to our call to worship.
Please remain standing for the call to worship. Come, Almighty God, lead our worship. Lord, make our hearts strong, our commitments lasting,
and our lives faithful.
Thank you for the heritage of our music and for the many people who have gone before us. Bless and guide. Our voices. Thank you for the heritage of our scriptures and the witness of the saints.
Bless each
of us with a legacy of faithfulness. Please remain standing for the opening hymn, page 154 or number 154.
Bring forth the royal diadem and crown. sold the stem of Jesse's rod and crowned him Lord of all. Then that yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, he'll join the everlasting crown.
Yes, please be seated. We got through that. I forgot to tell all six verses we were going to sing, but we got through it. The first scripture reading comes from the book of Acts. Chapter 2, verse 1 through 8. And an assortment of others.
Assortment of others, thank you.
When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like a crush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language, everyone from every land? In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and answered them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this was what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I guess we now have a special presentation by the ensemble.
So if you guys want to follow along, it's on page 500 in your hymn note. If you want to sing, go ahead and sing. If I hear singing, I'm going to come out and record you.
So you go to the front of the aisle.
Yeah. So, Father, please join in singing if you wish. Let the Spirit move you on this Pentecost Sunday. Let the Spirit move us. All right.
Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Weave it from earth through all its pulses move. Stoop to my weakness, mighty as the wood. And make me love thee.
Do I have to sit down?
Looking really good.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Thank you, ensemble. Beautifully done. We gather in spirit.
How old was Jake?
He's 18.
By way of prayer concerns, your sister church for a while, Jefferson Avenue United Methodist Church, has a family, the Burdicks. They lost an 18-year-old. He's the
valedictorian?
Valedictorian of the graduating class. Died suddenly. Natural causes, don't know what happened, but what a blow. And the family, of course, is blindsided, devastated. So Jake, prayers for Jake and for his family. So, from your family church. We celebrated and grieved Betty Letkus's loss. Clown in our midst, a gift of joy and laughter, a twinkle in the eye, and 93 years young. Do we have other concerns, celebrations, updates, news that we want to share this morning? Michael, have you heard anything about Barbara Stevens? Okay, anybody else? I don't mean to limit our sources. Ruella.
Thank you for all your prayers for my MRI. The doctor said I'm a long ways from surgery and just keep what I'm doing. And so far this week, it's been great.
So all right, amen.
I think it's starting to work, whatever I'm doing.
It's about time you straightened up and acted right. Michael down front here, this young woman, Melba Taylor, has a...
Wendy, my daughter, had her surgery last Monday. She's doing well. She has, says that she has less pain now than she had before she went to surgery. Hopefully she'll be home this week sometime.
Okay, prayer for Wendy. All right, other concerns? You know, it was interesting. I turned on the news Friday night, and there was no national news. So, you know, it's about time that we didn't have any crises or anything terrible going on, and it was just okay to say it's a beautiful spring morning. Amen? By way of celebrations, anybody going to fess up, or am I going to have to single you out here? Today is Rachel Ross's birthday. I forgot to catch her and tell her that yesterday at her mom's service, but she was here and full of vim and vinegar. I am surprised that Sandy Tinney is here, given that it's her 63rd wedding anniversary, and I'm sure the parties are going on wildly at her house. Prayers for Jean. I have down here on Tuesday Colin and Ruka celebrating 8 years. Can that possibly be true? It doesn't seem like it. Just a couple years ago they got married, but then I see all these kids came too. Neo Toletau having a birthday on Wednesday. Celebrations for him. I have down here that James and Alice Dixon are celebrating an anniversary. Is that true? Did you remember, Jim? Wednesday. Good news for you, brother. You're saved. Saturday, Wendy Burvey's birthday, actually, too, right? Paula Freitag's birthday on next Sunday. She's... Others, other birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations, special things going on. Randy? Ross. John, all right. Graduating. Michael Nalu Calamini.
We have a celebration. My sister's son, my nephew, Juan Demi Jr., won the 5A state long jump championship this past weekend in the state track meet.
Awesome. Gosh, I remember being able to run back in the day. Long jump, that's quite an achievement. Amen. Amen. All right. Other celebrations. Anybody else have other people graduating and doing special things like that? It is the season, isn't it? Yeah. So, come back, Mike. Turn around. Carol Danielson's hand shot up. I think she just woke up.
Yeah, you made me wake up the microphone, too.
Well, you remember Wesley, my great grandson, would come with me occasionally. He's continuing. From eighth grade.
He's continuing from eighth grade?
Yeah. Not graduating. Continuation to high school.
I see. Okay, congratulations and celebrations for Wesley. Luella. Ruella. Colleen, were you wiggling your hand a minute ago too, or no? Okay.
Carol just woke me up. We have a granddaughter going from eighth grade to high school as well.
Tell me her name.
Lori.
Lori. All right, making those milestones. Celebrations and wonders and gifts and graces. Amen. Let's turn to our unison prayer and read responsively. Lord God, hear our prayer. Lord, you are the first and the last. There is none beside you. Confront us, O God, and transform us. Confront us with wind, fire, rain, or whatever might return our attention to the Holy Spirit in our midst. Break through our reserve to set us free. Free from judgment and cynicism, free from stale mediocrity, free from hatred, free from fear, free from loneliness. As we listen with expectancy, grant us courage to accept the challenges Christ presents to us. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silence and meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving Lord, thank you for the moment with you this morning, a time of quiet away from many of the distractions of life. Help us set those aside for a moment. Help us quiet our minds and our agendas, our anxieties, and our aspirations, our aches and our pains. Set them all aside that we might listen to your still small voice speaking to us. In this day as we gather, we are celebrating the Holy Spirit bestowed upon all the people. The gift of utterance, the gift of tongues that allow us to speak. The empowerment to be about reaching out in love to all of our brothers and sisters. Lord, help us understand the magnificent breadth of this gift, the incredulity of being gifted with your Spirit in our midst, within us, within our hearts, within our very voices. And help us find ways to speak what the Spirit directs us, to speak in words that bring love to a world in need, to speak words that bring comfort to people that are hurting, to speak words of peace to a world used to force and might and war. Lord God, we gather before you, your people. You know us. You know everything about us. You know our prayers before we ask. You know what we need, and you hear us in our darkest moments. Guide us to be listening as well in our busiest moments, in our most frantic moments, in our times of interaction and challenge, that always and everywhere we might glorify you, Lord, give thanks to you and celebrate you to those we meet. Lord, if need be, and our celebrations to each other are inadequate, may we speak words. Bless us, guide us, inspire us, and gather with us as we gather with all of the people and celebrate the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Take a moment of meditation with our offertory.
Thank you, Barbara, Ms. Shaw. Time for our second scripture reading. Please stand if you're able. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you, and that the Father is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The word of the Lord. Please, it's time for the young folk to come down for the video, Vacation Bible School video.
To God be the glory, to God be the glory.
I'm coming. Pentecost Sunday. What a business. We got a fiery bird, as Melissa pointed out, the dove. I was thinking about Pentecost, and I was thinking, Melissa, stand up and do that. Show everybody. Stand up. Turn around and show them. Show them, what is that? Can I turn around so everybody can see you a second, dear? She knows what it is. See that? It's a big chicken. There's the dove, huh? Good job, Melissa. Thank you. Yeah, thanks. She's teaching me all the time. How many of you have been to Grand Junction, know the Grand Junction area a little bit? You might have gone there, and you might have gotten to see the Colorado National Monument. I have a shot of it there. That's one of the canyons. I'm not sure which, but when you grow up over there, you're just used to having it there, and you might have a couple hours out of the afternoon. You don't know what to do. You drive over the monument. And when it's out of season, it's free, which is one of the precursors. During the summer, it's a little less enjoyable because you have to pay some money to get in and what have you, but it's a beautiful place and beautiful vistas. And here are the swooping hawks that are floating and soaring and doing all these beautiful things. And they're below you because you're so high up on the edge of the canyon walls. Beautiful stuff. My mom and dad tell me a story. They went there several years ago before we lost them. And mom was standing there at the railing and looking out across it. And she says to my dad, whose name is Carl, she says, Carl, isn't this beautiful? She says, my goodness. She says, the hair is just standing up on my arms. And he paused a second and realized that there were storm clouds and that the hair standing up on her arms was not just excitement. It was static electricity that was building up. He grabbed her and they made for the car pronto before either of them got struck by fire from the heavens, lightning. Tongues as of fire rested on each of them. I was going to do a special effect for the congregation, but then I thought, I don't know about how many electrocutions are safe, you know, and how many heart pacemakers and smartphones would be fried with all of that. But there is a thing in our world besides lightning called St. Elmo's fire. Have you ever heard of St. Elmo's fire? This is a picture from a jet airliner. I guess it's fairly common. But there's a definition. It's a luminous plasma which is created by a coronal discharge. Sailors encountered it on the masts on their ships. They'd be sailing through a storm and there'd be these tongues as of fire spewing off from the ends of the spars and what have you. And so they named it St. Elmo. Is that the patron saint of sailors? Who knows? Fishermen, sailors, anybody know your patron saints? I do not. But here we are celebrating tongues as of fire descending upon us. Is it a unique environment? I don't know. The Holy Spirit coming down upon the people, has that ever happened? Do you suppose they were terrified when the tongues as of fire descended upon them? I know another time when there were some people that were terrified. The shepherds were in their fields watching over their flocks. And the heavenly manifestation was upon them, and they were terrified. And the angel said, fear not, for we are coming to bring glad tidings. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. 'Tis Christ the King. Any of you heard that from somewhere in the past? You might have heard that passage somewhere. Before we leave this speaking about lightning and St. Elmo's fire and things like that, it's just a public service announcement here that if you were ever in an area where you can't take appropriate cover from lightning. This is real. I'm not playing a joke on you here, but you're supposed to put your feet together and your knees together and crouch down a little bit. And that's the safest thing you can do. I don't know all of the science on that, but it reminded me of something. Stephanie, do you have, there you go. She's got the slide already on. She's reading my mind. Did you see that? Crouching down as in prayer. And if you were in a lightning storm and couldn't get anything, that might be exactly the best thing for you to be doing. But a prayerful attitude upon the reception of the Spirit, listening, shutting down all the distractions, shutting out our agendas, putting aside the plans for what's coming up this week and what we have to get done and what we have to remember, and putting all of those agenda things aside and shutting out our fears and attempting to pause and comprehend these tongues as a fire, the Spirit descending upon us. You want to be in on that? It was not optional. All of them were filled with the Spirit. That's what the Scripture says. All of them. That means all of us. Now, some of us, if you're like me, are thinking, and I don't remember getting this memo at all. I'm not sure that I have all these answers, and I certainly cannot speak. I can barely speak English, and I speak bad English only. Nalu speaks two languages. Do you speak Spanish too? No. Tongan and English, that's a wonderful thing. Paya, I don't know if you knew that Paya was actually a legal translator for a long time. They would fly her to different court trials where it was necessary to have the Tongan language interpreted legally. I can only speak, as I said, bad English, and I try and get by. So here we are, and we have all been filled with the Holy Spirit, given this insight and this understanding. But it says also in the Scripture, there are things, Jesus said to him, there are things that you cannot comprehend at this time that I will help you comprehend later. And I thought about that, and I tried to put myself in the mind of the people who were there at Jesus, within his first generation of Jesus, and thinking about them. Think about their life view. They didn't know anything about bacterias or viruses or physical therapy, or they knew about taxes. Taxes, that's another story. We won't go down that path. But their comprehension was limited, and their understanding, ability to understand, their worldview of the heavens and the earth and what was orbiting which. And you remember Galileo got into all kinds of trouble about that. All of the lack of ability to comprehend because of their limited worldviews. I'm always fascinated when I read a scripture that refers to leviathans. Have you ever heard of a leviathan? They knew of leviathans from their sailoring, these huge creatures that lived deep in the ocean. They didn't know much about them, but some sailors had seen these huge, incredible things. Can you imagine being in a small sailing boat and a whale come alongside? I don't know if anybody has been on one of those whale-watching cruises. I'd be a little nervous. Was it nerve-wracking, Shelley Rayburn, or no? Or it was fun, all right. I would want to wave and say, thank you, stay there. I'll stay over here. Keep my distance. Of course, you're probably on board a ship. I was thinking a kayak or a canoeist. I would be a little hesitant. But their worldview was limited. And I have to stop and think, 100 years from now, they're going to look back on us. And what are they going to shake their heads and say? They didn't know anything about these things. I remember that. As I look at my smartphone, I think, when I graduated from high school, the concept of walking around with a computer that you could talk to people through them, video with each other, take pictures of things, do all that. Yeah, that's never going to happen. What will we comprehend 100 years from now? I don't know. And that's why Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Some of those had to do with the resurrection and all that they would begin to understand after Jesus had left him. Are we able to hear all those things? Is humanity finally ready to hear what God has to say to us through the Holy Spirit? I think it's going to be less about what humanity is about and what humanity is ready to hear, and it's going to be more about individuals being ready. Isn't that an interesting thought? I mean, if Jesus had come today, he could just get on Twitter and Snapchat and the internet and spread his worldwide message so fast. And somehow he didn't do that, and wouldn't do that. You see, because society won't be able to hear until individuals hear. The communication of all that the Holy Spirit has to share with us is heart to heart, person to person, individual to individual. And this is where we hear this word utterance. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. All the countries of the world then are listed. Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia and all of those places. They're naming the entire known world. And these who have received the Spirit are speaking in the languages of each. Native speakers. Given them utterance, ability to speak that way. And sometimes we think, how can that possibly be the case? These languages of all the world. Again, I can get a few of them. Nalu, tell me how to say hello in Tongan one more time. Malo elehe. Malo elehe. Elele? Yeah, see, I butcher it there, just like I butcher it. Thank you, brother. But we're hearing, I can say aloha, hola, a couple, bonjour. Some of those words in French and English, Spanish, and don't get me started on Mandarin or Thai or all of the other languages. But when we begin to speak from the heart, we don't need language. There's a whole different thing that becomes here. We begin to speak about acceptance versus rejection and discrimination. We begin to speak about compassion instead of competition. We begin to speak about sharing instead of greed. We begin to speak about us instead of me. So the languages of love, think about that. All the ways to say love, I looked that up too, and I don't see Tongan up there, Nalu, but if we tried to get all the languages of the world on that one screen, it would be really tiny print anyway. And I'm not just talking about French and Spanish and Latin, and I'm talking about languages of peace and war and understanding what peace really means. And speaking from the heart about love and giving away hate. Society is never going to get there with any of these. Society is never going to make any progress until we as individuals make that progress. Do we understand that? Society seems to push some things in a certain direction, but until each individual, as we as a whole, begin to understand and accept the Holy Spirit within us, speaking and hearing what Jesus says to us and sharing what Jesus says to us, it is not going to happen. So today we celebrate Pentecost and the fire upon us. The fire descended as in flames upon each of us. And we can think about St. Elmo's fire, the sparks and flames, the lightning, the sparks and the trees and the importance of all of these tongues as a fire descending. Can we understand that Christ has love for all of our neighbors and share that same love that he has, all that love that God has for all of God's children? And can we begin to understand there is no conquest through force or might or means or richness or wealth? There are only conquests of the human heart. And they are not conquests, but transformations. Last couple of sermons, I've been talking about fruit and the fruit that we bear. Yesterday at Betty Lutkus's service, I looked around at their families, sons and grandsons and great-grandchildren, and the smiles and the joy that was all a part of that family, and you could see the fruit that she bore in that family. This is where we will be tested by the fruit we bear, and we bear that fruit as we listen to the Spirit within us and speak with the voice that the Spirit gives us to everyone we meet and share the love of God. Tongues as a fire resting upon all of God's people. Amen? All right, let's stand up. This is the day, 657. James, come help me lead. You come lead this. I'm not going to try. Twice through. Okay. You can instruct them.
Okay. We'll sing twice, the verse twice.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, let us rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made, let us rejoice and be glad.
Can't help thanking and remembering when I began sitting in a pew and there was this hum. No. Sitting in the pew and thinking, I know so little. I'm just a baby sitting here before the scriptures and before the hymns and not realizing that the Spirit was already there speaking through me and about things that I could speak from that time and place. This is the day for all of us, every time, everywhere. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, allow the Spirit to give you utterance, to give you voice. Amen? Amen? Amen. Come, let's join hands and we'll sing our closing.
Go now in peace, go now in peace.
And God's people said, Amen. Amen.